Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning, sickos. This is Shagun.
All right, Shagun, here we go. Round two already, man. Went by fast, and, hey, we're back. Well, let's check these wins real quick, see what we got. I'll do fish weather this time, do sustained wins. Looks like about 23 at the North Jetty, 23 at San Luis Pass, out of the north. It's about 25 offshore, but just about all the coast. We got a little breeze this morning. Northerly breeze. Should be going more northeast this afternoon and tonight, and then probably tomorrow, and then they're upping that rain chance to about 90% tomorrow afternoon, so might have a little window to get a trip in the morning, catch a few fish before it all goes south again on us. Goodness. Well, it is this time of year. These fronts are tightening up. They're starting to come more frequent. Well, anyway, I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. Welcome back to the second hour. Let's get started off now with old John Littleton up on Lake Houston. He may be at the deer lease. We don't know. John, good morning. What's up?
Oh, not a whole heck of a lot, Mickey. How are you today?
Oh, I couldn't be better. It's all good, my friend. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Survived that three or four round lunch yesterday.
Man, I made one plate with just a little bit on it, and I was so hungry I filled up immediately. That's what made me so mad.
And, yeah, you know, I know it.
You spend all day and all morning cooking and preparing everything, getting everything ready. Everybody gets over there, and then you can't eat what you want to.
Yep. Our families, we rotate around, you know, to meet at different people's houses. And
right.
This year it was at my daughter's up in the Woodlands. And all we had to bring was mac and cheese and a dessert. And so, I always get full because I usually carve up the turkeys. And we had a fried turkey and a smoked turkey. And man, you know, when you're carving, you got to taste what you're cooking or what you're cutting up.
Oh, heck so, yeah.
You know, I mean, that's only, you know, the right thing to do. So, but anyhow, we had some food. You know how it is. It's just.
Yeah, it's disgusting, isn't it?
I know.
It makes you
and
feel guilty.
Like,
there's people starving to death, and we're all eating like pigs, man. That's. But it's,
yeah,
it's good for the gathering, you know, getting to see, you know, family I hadn't seen in a while, and, you know, the kids,
right,
and all the grandkids and stuff. It's so cool. Get them all together.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun, man.
Yeah, it is. It is. It really is. We, you know, we look forward to that every year, you know. So Thanksgiving's our big meal. Christmas, we just do finger food. You know, we don't go all out for Christmas dinner and all that. So, you know, we just little sandwiches or snacks or whatever, you know. So,
right.
But no, man, usually if I'm at home, I sit out in the back on the patio and talk to you, but
no,
I
not
get
this
my
morning.
Truck.
It's a little breezy and raw this morning, buddy.
Hey, you know it's cold when the dog don't want to even follow you outside. That dog will go outside with me. I don't care what, but she would not go outside this morning with me. She was snuggled up in her bed.
She stayed in the house all day yesterday. She'd go out on the patio and watch it rain, and we'd sit out there and watch it rain before it got cold and miserable, but she held it all day long. That's what's good about an old dog. They got bladder control.
And finally,
you know, after eating all the, well, when we carve the turkey, she gets some of the good stuff, you know, the discard.
Yeah.
And finally she had to break down about 7 o'clock last night and go make her round. It was all wet and nasty. I got about 3 inches of rain. It was just nasty all day, bud.
Yeah, it was. I don't know how much we got here. I hadn't looked, but it, you know, everything is pretty wet when we got home. We were gone pretty much all day. I went up to the deer lease, when did I go? Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday.
I took my granddaughter up there and we sat and wasn't a lot moving. I mean, you know, we saw a nice little 8-point that was borderline that, you know, we let walk.
Right.
And we had been seeing some bunch of hogs coming out right at dark. And we were watching this little 8-point and she was tapping me on the shoulder and she was telling me, my hog, because I told we had one. And it was standing under the feeder. We were looking to the left watching this deer.
Right.
And she looked over at the feeder, and there, you know how they just mysteriously disappear. Appear out of thin air. They just show up. And so she got her gun out and shot it, and we tracked it and tracked it. We could not find that hog. It got dark on us, and she was upset because that was her first hog to shoot. So, you know, we looked and looked. We couldn't find it. So she was upset. But
she'll get another chance. That's,
oh, God, yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll have plenty of chances. Yeah, I wish that deer was another year older. That would have been a good deer for her to shoot, you know, because it was a nice rack 8-point. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, you know, but it just wasn't, wasn't right. We looked at it, and it just wasn't right. So, and I, you know, you don't want to teach them kids that, you know, just shoot whatever walks. You don't want to do that.
Right.
So, yeah, we did go and went on a little duck hunt while we were there in one of the ponds, and I killed one duck. I got to work on my shooting again, man. You know, it is, whoa.
Swing and a miss.
I'll tell you, it was like, I'm looking at my gun like, is that, you know, is it off or what? I'm aiming perfect and lining them up and, you know, nothing. They don't fall out of the sky. What is wrong?
Is that loose nut
behind
the steering
wheel, bud? I think I got bad shells again.
Yeah. Hey, they're not putting any BBs in these shells these days.
I know. But, we, of course, the duck fell back in the pond, had to get the little boat and go out there and get it. And brought it in, and I showed her. I breasted out, and I said, well, heck, how about some duck for a snack lunch? And that was fine with her. She loves duck. So I just cut it up real thin and seasoned it, rolled it in a little bit of flour and fried it up. And we had snack lunch sitting on the porch. So, you know, you can't beat that fresh duck.
No.
So, that was all good, but we were going to fish today, Mickey, but, man, I don't know. I'm not that mad at him. I'm not going to get out
there. Bud.
No, we were going to go. The white bass are still biting real good.
That's what you told me the other day. White bass starting to bite pretty good up there around
East Fork. Yeah, they're biting good. You know, you can go up there and catch them on a little quarter-ounce rattle trap and little small crankbaits and –
Right.
You know, and you'll catch a mixture. You'll catch, you know, some decent ones, and then you'll catch, you know, some all 8 and 9 inches. And but it's getting right, especially after this cold front. You said it was supposed to get down real cold around Monday, but give it another week or so, and, man, they'll turn back on real good. But they're moving up there real well. I don't know how much – you know, rain that we got to muddy up the East Fork up there. But if it muddied it up, you know, that'll mess them up a little bit too. You know, but it'll get good. I was definitely going to go this morning, but I'm not even going to wake her up. We're going to sleep, and she'll sleep. I'll go back in and cook breakfast, and we'll sit around the house this morning, and I might have to get out the Christmas tree, get that done for my wife while I got a little day off.
Well, that's usually what goes on, but I can't believe I've been seeing Christmas decorations and lights for 2 weeks now before Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Jumping
in. They're everywhere. We're supposed to go up to that big Christmas light show up around College Station Thursday night, I think it is. My wife had arranged some stuff to take them up there, so we're going to go up there and see those things. But, you know, that's how it is, Mickey. I'd have never get, you know, you look back and you go, man, we can just ride around and look at lights. But, you know, it's always good to get out and do stuff like that with them. And they want to go see them, so we may as well just get in the truck and go. I said, well, we're only going to be about 12 miles from Dearley's. We can just spend the night there Thursday night. I can get up and hunt Friday morning. And
there you go.
But they got to get back. So they got school on Friday. So, oh, well. But I don't know if I don't go fish this afternoon. I'll probably go up to the lease and later this afternoon, maybe get an evening hunt in and hunt tomorrow morning. And I don't know. It's just after Thanksgiving, our hunters can bring guests. So several of the guys will bring some guests, you know, and so we'll let them have it. We've been up there quite a bit lately. So we'll let them go out there and see what they can shoot.
Yeah. Well.
But one little thing we found on those white bass, Mickey, and we're taking that front set of treble hooks out of a crankbait or rattle trap or that we're throwing. Because
right.
I'm going to tell you, you really got to watch when you're unhooking those white bass. You know, you'll throw a treble hook in your hand in a heartbeat.
Yeah, them little bit of crankbaits and treble hooks and on that white bass, it can, man, that's nasty.
Yeah. I got one in my hand a while back and man, that hurt. I got it right back out. I kind of pushed in and popped it right back out real quick, but it took a little chunk of meat out.
Yeah.
You know,
sometimes that barb will, it'll bring a little meat with it when you pull it back out.
That's a good thing.
I tried to pull one out of Blaine's finger one time and it was bringing the ligament out of the hole and on his finger. He got this big trout up next to the boat, and it came unbuttoned, and that jig head was coming at him. He just stuck his hand up to keep it from hitting him in the face, and it stuck perfectly in his index finger. And what we had to do is take another jig head and file the barb down on it and use it like a curved needle and get it in that hole and push down on the ligament so I could get the hook out of the hole without pulling the ligament on the barb with it. It was nasty, man. We're in big trout every cast. We're panicking trying to get that hook out, and he couldn't fish with it because it's on his index finger on his real hand, so we had to get it out. And we got all these big trout all over us, and finally we got him going. He never missed a beat. I think his next cast, he caught one about 8.5 pounds. I said, well, that was all worth it there, bud.
you'll forget about that after you do that.
Oh, yeah.
I know it. It is.
Yeah,
it hurts. I know it.
It ain't fun.
No. I still hadn't mastered that with that fishing line, how to get a hook out.
Well, I'm glad I didn't use that technique. I just used a needle nose, and I was going to pull it out, pop it out. And when I saw it hooked onto that ligament, it was drawing his finger up. And, if I'd have used that line method on that, that wouldn't have been pretty, the ligament sticking out of the hole.
No.
But
that hurts my hand just thinking about it.
Oh, yeah. That finger was his was sore for a month. He couldn't even hardly use it. It hurt so bad. But it,
mine's still real tender. I'm feeling it right now. It's still a little tender, you know. I mean, we're not getting younger. We can't bounce back real quick like
we don't heal up as fast as we used to. You got to thank God for Neosporin and Band-Aids. I live on that stuff with my hands. All right, John, I got a roll, buddy. Well,
all right.
If somebody wants to call you, give them a number.
Sure. They can call me on my cell, 281-222-8544.
We'll
try to get out there, catch some more of them white bass, and send you some pictures.
All right. We survived another Thanksgiving. That's all that matters.
There we did.
All right, buddy. Yep. Well, John, have a good day, and take care, my friend.
All right, Mickey. We'll see you
later.
Bye.
All right, that's John Littleton up on Lake Houston. And, you know, the Belleville Meat Market, no better place to have your wild game processing done than the Belleville Meat Market. They're a short drive from Sealy on I-10 or Hempstead on 290. Own and operate.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
By the Poffenberger family for 40 years. You know, I really like the Poffenbergers. They're great people, outdoorsmen like we are, and they know what, you know, what hunters expect with their wild game when they get it back. Consistency is the name of the game, and they are definitely consistent. 14 years I've been using them now, and I really found a home with them. With all their great products they turn out, They track your game from the time you drop it off to you pick it up. That assures you you're going to get back the deer that you took good care of to get processed. 28 great flavors of pecan smoked sausage to choose from. Their award-winning summer sausage, dry sticks, jerkies, tamales, you name it, they turn it out for you. And it's real fast and convenient. Check them out at BellevilleMeatMarket.com. You can call them at 979-865-5782. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on... Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, one piece at a time. Old Plog can tell you about that. He's been limping for years. Plog, what's going on, man?
What's up, buddy?
Let's do some limping, man. Boy, do we used to limp or what?
Extra limping, man. Know about being poor, know about limping.
That's it,
ain't
man.
Much better nowadays.
Yep.
Man, yeah, it's kind of cold outside, buddy.
I tell you, that wind blowing, it's cut into you a little bit.
It's got to be blowing probably 25, huh?
Oh, it is. It's screaming down there on the coast.
Well,
it's not too calm up here on the high ground where I'm at.
And I rode up to my mother's last night. You know, she's up there on the north side. And
right.
Man, I left to come home from there, and it was smoking. I said, man, I bet it's blowing at the house.
Yeah, you had a good tailwind to get back to G-Town.
I sure did. Didn't take long. So we were going to go this afternoon. They got it backing off. But, wow. Nah, I don't know. It looks really late, and it really ain't backing off that much. It goes down maybe 13, 14, about 3 o'clock.
Yeah, and it's going to swing, what, northeast?
It looks northeast,
when it does.
Yeah. So I'm going to blow it off.
Yeah.
Cameron Blaze is out here today, so I'll probably take him to the airport.
Where's he heading off to now? That guy's all back, over the place.
Back to Cabo.
That lucky dog. Living the dream, got, man.
Yeah, I think they got one more trip to Mag Bay, and then they're bringing the boat from there back to Capos, Costa Rica. Man, we looked at this. Man, how far is that, dude? And it's like, man, I don't know, 1,500 miles, 1,400?
Back to Capos?
Mm-hmm. It's a track.
Man. They don't have an intercoastal to get in either. They just got all ocean, huh?
Nah, you just run the beach, man, all the way around. I was talking last night, they'll probably stop fuel three times. He's right next to, they're like two boats down from Craig. From Craig Angel, they're all right there together.
Yeah.
And I guess they'll be fixing to come back, too. I mean, everybody, you know, tournament season down there is fixing, you know, kicks off like in January. So
right.
A lot of the Costa Rican boats are over there. For the, you know, they were there for the Bisbees and the striped marlin fishing up there at Mag Bay and all that. So there'll be a lot of boats making the run back.
Do you ever talk to Hill Dishman anymore?
Man, I talked to Hill at least every couple of months. I just saw something from him. They just got back from Mag Bay. He was there.
Okay.
I don't know what boat he was fishing on. But yeah, I talked to Hill occasionally. He's living in South Texas now. That's
Is
where he?
He
lives. Yes, he's fishing down there. But yeah, I talk to him, you know, more often than not.
He's a good guy, man.
Hill's great, man.
He is. Hill's We've known dude. Him 40 years now.
Long time, man. A long time.
Well, I guess he still got his Sailfish Oasis deal going, huh?
You know, Mickey, I don't think so. I think him and Kiwi worked something out, and I'm not 100%, well, I kind of am. I think Kiwi owns that deal. Now, he'll still goes, and I think he still puts some people down there,
yeah.
But Kiwi owns the deal now.
Okay, all right.
I think that's how it works. One of my customers just got back from down there, and they had a good trip. They didn't see no marlins, but the Sailfish, they caught a really big tuna, like, you know, a 180-something, one of the biggest ones ever caught down there at that lodge.
Good
so
Lord.
They had a good trip. The sail fishing was good, but the marlin fishing was a little slow.
Yeah. Well,
but yeah, that's where he's going. I guess he'll come back for Christmas maybe.
Hey James, how big was that red that lady caught with you the other day?
I mean that big old drum.
Oh, I thought that was a red.
Well, we had a big red, but
the picture
that
I saw
cow,
with you holding it up for, wasn't that a big red?
Yeah, that's a giant drum, dude.
Oh, was giant it? Drum. I didn't even look at the picture that close. It looked like a red, you know.
Yeah, it was a giant drum, and he come out of the. We hit a school. We catch this red, and he's, you know what they are back there, 30 something inches, 35 or whatever.
Yeah.
And Hannah's little daughter, she's, graduate from Baylor. She hooks a fish. I said, man, you got a red, another big red. Man, time starts going on. I said, man, you got like a big red. Now, some more time still going on. I said, man, whatever you got's big, dude. And it was that big old drum. So I picked it up the first time. And, Tom lifts weights. I don't lift a lot of weights, but I kind of guess. I said, hey, you pick it up. He said, man, that thing's, it's pushing 50 pounds or something, So he's caught it on 10 pounds. And anyway, we took the pictures and did all that deal. It was fun. And then Cameron called us. So he was talking to her. And I seen that picture on her phone. So he calls her. He's talking to you. He said, man, that's probably a lady's 10-pound record. And sure enough, a lady's 10-pound record, believe this or not, lag class record, is open.
Wow.
So, if we'd have been in the killing mode and done everything right, probably would have been worth something. Now, the 12-pound record for women is, like, big, dude. It's, like, 70-something pounds. And we were looking at records, and most of those big drums that are lag class records and stuff, caught on the East Coast, Delaware, Maryland.
Right.
All up in there.
I remember when I was a kid, my mother caught one at the deep hole over in Clear Lake. It went 75.
That's a giant, dude.
It was a giant.
We used to catch all them big old drums, and they were all big. That's one of the biggest ones that, we've caught them that size, but he was big.
Remember that back in the 80s, I caught up there in the pocket. I caught a brown drum, one of my customers did, and it had a spot on its tail. How about that?
Really? Kind of like a, he's a crossbreed.
Yeah, something. I don't know what it, but it was a, TPNW had an article about it years ago about, brown drum, and this one was a brown one. That thing was at least 50 pounds. It was a monster.
Boy, we used to have a lot more of them.
One of my customers caught it on a gold sprite.
I mean, how many big trout we catch around them drum? We would like
that. Used to be the deal, man. Hey, show, tell me where a big pile of big old cruiser, bruiser drum are, and I'll work the edges of them and pull some big trout out of there.
100%. But there was no signs of nothing being. I was just stopping on some old hard spots,
It's sad, ain't it?
Yeah, that was pretty sad. That's pretty sad.
Yeah.
It was, is what it is,
It'll come back. It's just now what I've been fighting and what I'm going through. And it's, but I knew sooner or later you'd have to make a run up here just to do something different.
Well, in my fishing is it's good, it's slow, it's hard, but it's good fishing, and we're catching nice trout, no 5-pounder, no 6-pounder, but for charter fishing, guiding, and doing what we're having to do, fishing down the boat, it's nice. It's good
fishing.
Just
decent fish, yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. But I want to do something different. But, what was coolest thing was I was telling you, we're cutting across the bay, and this is how few people are fishing there.
Ain't nobody running around there. If there ain't no fish or people, how it is in Trinity Bay.
Yeah, they don't go.
100 boats a day out there if there was any fish.
Man, dude, I put in the ramp, and, tag, you're it, dude. I'm just like, man, there's no crappers, no. I think a duck hunter put in on one side on the riverside, a couple old guys in an aluminum boat. But I'm coming across the bay back there. Out in the bay, not up on the flats, just like I told you. And, man, what is that? There's not this many white pelicans on the planet. And Dude, there was a whole bunch of geese were sitting out there in the middle of that bay, and I've only
roosting on the bay.
Roosting on the bay, and I mean like a bunch of like. Well, we stopped, let Tom video the whole deal. He said, "I ain't never seen this many geese in my life." But that just, you know, like I was telling you, the point of that whole story is, man, there ain't no boat traffic out here. These geese are roosted out in the middle of the bay, and it's 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was, man. We caught a handful of trout. It was okay. I say okay. We caught like six.
Yeah.
Then it got windy. It got, welcome, you know, the weather went.
Welcome to my world, down. Baby.
Man, dude.
Scratch and scrape and pick and peck and hunt and just, hey, it is what it is. Well,
I've seen some stuff that looked like some life, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the Dead Sea by any means, but it's not what it should be by any means.
Oh, no, bro. Not even. Hey, when there's no hounds in Trinity Bay in November, yeah, something wrong, man.
Slim pickings. It's,
man.
You know, there's a little patch here, a little patch there, but it's not enough to get them, get all the warriors out of the closet and get them after.
Mm-mm.
Hey, hold on. No. Let me knock this break out right quick, and I'll come back and we'll talk a little more before I go to Hillman this morning.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hang on, man. All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers. They're located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no farther than Boyd's. It's as good as it can possibly be from their tanks to your live well. There's no better way to live that bait than with their oxygen response system. You know, and that makes a great Christmas gift also. And for tournament fishermen or people that like to use live bait. And for more info, only call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. While you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught guff shrimp, those big U10s. That's a 9-12 count wild-caught guff shrimp. Boyd'sOneStop.com, 409-945-4001. When you go by and see the good folks at Boyd's, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 537 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go finish up with Plog.
Yo,
hey, James, we're back. Hey, I got to telling that story yesterday about the time you got out of the duck hunting business. We're all down at the White Ranch. We all hung together, me and you, Daryl and Fred and Blaine and Junior and Bobby. I mean, oh, man, when you lost that contact down the drain that morning, I told that story. You know, you had that patch over your eye because you couldn't see.
That was terrible, man.
That was all she wrote.
And then, remember we got in trouble out there, no picking. We were picking them duck heads, making them fall. Blaine come out there and got all mad at us. And remember, we were trying to go home. And Daryl and Blaine dumped all that shell where we couldn't get out.
I know it.
I said, hey, man, we need to go, dude. He said, well, you dig your way out. Boy, me and you looked at him, and we dug us just enough. We get that truck, so on top of that, we blazed off.
We're going fishing. We've had enough of this crap.
We're done, dude.
That was good stuff, man.
Hey, man, I can tell you, man, we're catching some, and so was Hillman over there fishing. We're fishing like 40 miles apart. But we're catching, not that I care, just can't keep them, but, man, we're catching some nice big flounders. And I got to thinking, I said, man, if there's a flounder issue, and I'm not talking about Sharkies and the boys that guide over there in the channel. These are people that I know personally that are, you know, they're just jacking around fishing, flounder fishing in the channel. Dude, they're catching 40, 45 a day. Well, if there's that many in that channel coming out of there, we're still catching that many up here. How many flounders are there really are?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't understand, bro.
There's plenty.
There's plenty. You know, you always hear people, you know, they catch their two fish in the channel. But these guys are, this kid I know, he walked in. Him and this one guy went one day and they caught 45. And he walked in the next day down by A&M somewhere where he has access to.
Right.
And he caught 40-something by himself. I said, man, that's like catching them. And we're still catching them all up in the other parts of the bay, so there must be a ton of them.
Well, must be, because everybody I know is just having to throw them back.
I ain't never had to throw flounders back, bro. It's a different ball game.
No.
We're catching nice ones, you know, weighing stuff. I haven't caught one over 5 pounds, but we've caught a lot of them close to it.
Right.
So, in Sunday, I had Kelly Rising and boys, you know, they fish some bean, and you know Kelly Rising fish East Bay.
Yeah.
And them boys are studs, and we caught, what did we catch? I even caught 20 trout and 2 or 3 flounders, I think. But we finally caught some fish on some hard baits. We caught a couple on some Meridines. We caught, Kevin was using a pink Lily, and he caught 3 or 4. You know, we had some bites on hard baits. Actually missed a fish, a nice trout, about 4 pounds on the top water.
Mm-hmm.
So we had some bites on a few other things than just tails.
Right.
And they bit pretty good, man. And I rolled back in there the next day. Nothing on that place. Nothing. I said, dude, man, what happened? Nothing. And, man, it's just terrible. You know, we had 1 or 2 fish. And I said, now I'm going to go do this all over again. I'm going to let this tide slow down. So I went back, started running all my traps over again. And, man, they all, boom, catch 1 or 2. Boom, catch 2 or 3. Nice ones. And we ended up catching them. And we left about 1:30. And they were biting. But the morning time, it was not good, bro. It was like there wasn't no fish nowhere. And I said, I know what's here. I fish here every day. And they finally bit a little bit. I actually tried to bite pretty good, but they didn't like nothing to do with that current ripping out. As soon as it started slowing up, then they started biting.
Well, as colder this water gets and as we get into our winter patterns, the less they're going to like that strong current. They're going to like the, you know, the end of the outgoing or the end of the incoming.
Exactly.
And just in the weaker tide days that don't look like good fishing days, those are the days to go when you got just a little bit of current. I don't like a lot of it when that water gets, you know.
Man, they down did. In the 50s. I got this one little skinny reef, and I said, okay, I mean, and there's a bunch of fish on it. And there's some nice ones, but it's more little ones, just barely keeper kind of stuff. But there's a bunch of them. I said, let me check it. I just want to see if they're biting. And we rolled across and we had some bites. Might have caught one. So I just started beating on it. Then we went through there. We caught five or six. And then we catch a good one. I said, okay, now they're fixing to bite. But I'd been there like, you know, hour and a half just grinding on it. And then they finally started going off.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get out of here. I'm tired of looking at this. And then I started backtracking. And all those places, you know, had fish biting on it. So that was, I said, I know my fish ain't swam off. Ain't that many of them to swim off.
There you go.
ain't gone nowhere.
All right, man. Well, I got Hillman standing by on the bat line.
Hey, just tell Hillman, I can't just stand by. I'm still talking. He can talk when I get through.
Oh, all man. Right, buddy. I'm going to go down to the ranch and talk to him this morning. Well, hey, James, if somebody wants to call you, I'll check in with you tomorrow, maybe get that trip in this afternoon. We'll get a better idea. But throw them out a number. Somebody wants to get with you, man.
All right, buddy, 497-717-306. Have a good one, man.
James, stay safe. See you,
bro. All right, buddy. Holla.
All right. Bye. Later. All right. Boy, what a combination going from Plog to Hillman now. Let's go check in with Steve Hillman, see what the big deer hunter's doing this morning. Hillman, what's up?
Good morning.
You rutting?
Oh, nothing. Just drinking coffee and standing out here trying to decide what I want to do this morning, whether I want to go bow hunting or go sit in a box blind and drink more coffee and just sit there and look at stuff. I really don't want a rifle hunt, but I don't know what I'm going to do. It's beautiful, though, man. It's dead calm, 48 degrees.
Yeah, I figured it'd be nice and cool there this morning.
It is. It's paradise, man. It's perfect. Got down here a couple days ago, I guess Wednesday night, fought all that holiday traffic. And,
oh, boy. I finally got here. Bad for you.
But I couldn't get here fast enough, man. My last two fishing trips were two of the toughest days of the year for me.
Mm-hmm. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I haven't been skunked all year, and I thought, I guess what day was it? Tuesday was my last day. I really thought we were going to get skunked that day, man. It was really tough fishing. You know, we've been on a pretty good roll, bouncing back and forth between here, and I've run a couple of trips down to Matagorda, and it's been about the same fishing, a little bit better down there for better quality, but numbers, you know, we've had some 20, 30 fish days, and had a couple of days better than that. Just good fishing, just good steady fishing. And then last week I ran two trips. Now, both days our timing wasn't any good. We ran like in the morning, should have gone in the evening one day. but it was real, it was real windy, and I think one day we caught four fish, four keeper trout in about 3 hours, and we pulled the plug and came in. We'd had enough, and we caught a bunch of little ones and stuff. And then Tuesday, I just had Wayne Wade and his son Jeremy. It was one of those deals where, they had to go, and it was blowing. It was like east, or it was northeast at, 16 or 17. Wasn't horrible, but it wasn't what we like. And I hit some stuff that normally this time of year would be good, and the water temperature was still in the mid-60s, and those fish just, they weren't in there. If they were, they wouldn't eat. And we beat up a bunch of nook and cranny stuff that normally bails me out. We can pull up these little finger reefs and guts and ditches and stuff and catch something. And we couldn't even get a bite. I mean,
for crazy. Like
2 hours. No slicks, hardly any bait. And when we started fishing, the tide was already going out pretty strong. And I've been getting lucky in some of the areas I've been fishing. We've been able to fish our way through that tide change, and that tide change has been real good for us. Mm-hmm. But Tuesday, we caught one legal fish. Well, we caught four or five legal, technically, but, 15 and an eighth, 15 and a quarter, to me, that's not a keeper. But we caught one, 17 and a half inch trout and lost a red and of course, caught a couple more flounder. I think there's been one day since November 1st, and I don't care what bay system I'm in or what part of Galveston Bay or Matagorda I'm in, there's been like one day where we have not caught a flounder, and I think we lost one.
While you're trout fishing.
While
that tells you something.
Yeah,
that'll tell you something.
Yeah, but we've had three flounder over 5 pounds that I can remember.
Hey, a buddy of mine caught one the other day, I guarantee you, was probably 7 pounds, took a picture of it and had to throw it back and send it to me.
Wow.
Going, good Lord. What a flatfish.
Wow. Man, and I'm not a killer. I'm not a meat hauler. I don't mind throwing a wormy trout back, but, man, sometimes it's painful to throw those flounder back.
Hey, that's heartache is what that is.
Okay. Yeah.
Boy, thank God these flounder fishermen will have their fishery back here in a couple of weeks. Man, I know they're foaming at the bit. It's got to be driving them crazy.
Now I think there's still plenty in the system. I don't know how many have done their so-called fall migration yet, but I've got a couple buddies that love to fish for flounder, and they've been catching a bunch in some of the normal flounder areas, and we're still catching a lot in the far reaches of the bay, so I don't know. There's a lot of them still in the system, at least for us.
Still,
see, I don't
still
know.
Still way up my way, too, so.
Really?
Yeah.
And I don't disagree with I'm real careful to second guess what TP&W does, because I know they're good at what they do overall. And, they're basing a lot of their stuff on, everything basically on what they're seeing with their gillnet catch rate surveys, krill surveys, bag seines, all the tools that they have at their disposal. But I know what I see and what we see out there. And I know James has caught a bunch of flounder, and all my buddies, like I said, have been catching a bunch. And maybe it's just a deal for us up here. Because I don't know, past the Coastal Bend area on south or on west, whatever you want to call it, they may be struggling with flounder. I mean, maybe they're looking at coast-wide and just doing a blanket deal.
Probably.
I don't know, but I just know that we don't seem to be in trouble here.
No, I don't think so either. But that's just me.
Matter. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, they're the keepers of our fishery. They're the ones that manage it and assess it, and we got to go with what they say and their data. I mean, even though we feel different about it, because we're, we see firsthand what's really going on. So, coin toss.
I do know one thing.
Overtime.
That I've noticed. Yeah, no, I know. One thing I've noticed here, my last couple of good trips here in Galveston Bay, if we were on the 3-trout bag limit, 17 to 23-inch slot, We had one day we caught about, I don't know, 25, 26 keepers. Mm-hmm. And if we were on the 17 to 23-inch length limit, we'd have been able to keep about three fish. We're catching in the last 2 weeks here for me, when we have had good days, we're catching a lot more fish under like 18 inches than we were
right.
3 or 4 weeks ago. When I was in Matagorda, we wouldn't have any problem keeping 17. If we were keeping, you know, both of the days I fished down there last week, it was catch and release. Other than a handful,
I know, and hats off to you for going down there to somebody else's fishery and throwing fish back. That's why you do it.
Well, and that's kind of what I've always done in recent years down there, and try to do it here. But it wouldn't be a very good look for a Galveston Bay guide, a so-called Galveston Bay guide, to go to a different bay system and start killing a bunch of fish.
Yeah, but you've been fishing Matagorda as long as you have Galveston, man.
Since high school. It's been a while.
I remember.
But I'm not down there all the time.
There. Well, no. And hopefully when they come to our system, they respect it like you do there. So.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why anybody in Matagorda would want to come over here.
Oh, you know, man. We've got some decent fish here, man. I mean, I'm sitting here belly aching because I had a couple of tough trips, but overall, it's been you can see.
We know what a healthy fishery is,
no doubt.
Lining the dock with pencils and taking pictures of them is my, you know, I'd be embarrassed to do that.
I tell you, man, that's another 2-hour discussion if we get into that.
That'd be a good one for Soapbox Sunday. Have a Soapbox Sunday.
And we've had a few of those, and some people get it, some people don't. But it is what it is. But I'm hoping I see a good deer this morning. We've got some good ones walking around. I was looking at some of the cards last night on the laptop, pulled all the cards yesterday.
Yeah, I liked the way I saw that buck, that video the other day, that buck rubbing that brush down like that, rubbing that tree, man. That's I know all my buddies above you, north of you, their rut is kicking in really good right now.
Really?
So, yeah.
Yeah, we've got scrapes everywhere.
Yeah,
but
scrapes and rubs, baby.
We're still seeing some bachelor groups. Some of these younger bucks are still grouped up.
Yeah.
But, some of the older ones are kind of starting to linger out on their own and run their scrape
lines
and stuff like that. Yep, exactly.
All right, man. Well, tell your dad and everybody hello down there. And if somebody wants to call you about going fishing Galveston or Matagorda, how they get a hold of you, buddy?
Bet, man. 409-256-7937.
Send me a picture this morning. I want to see. I want one of those BBD pictures. Big buck down.
I'll do my best.
All right, dog. Hey, Hillman. Have fun, man. Enjoy your time with your dad. It's good stuff.
All right, Mickey. Thanks, man.
All right, brother. Later.
All right.
All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show, but we'll be back in the morning bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.